to 7 minutes to nine. And finally, just before we go, 40 years ago today, BBC Radio Scotland came on air. A gaggle of presenters, past and present, will be joining Janice Forsyth this afternoon to share their memories of the last four decades. And tomorrow night, the station is playing host to an anniversary, Cayley in Glasgow's Barrowland Ballroom. But how did we get here? Peter Strachan compiled this report.
40 years is just the blink of an eye. The story really began close to a century ago, on the 6th of March 1923, when the BBC in Scotland made its first broadcast.
Orchestras, speeches, contributions, sound effects, with one single microphone. It was described by somebody as being akin to working in the black hole of Calcutta, making that programme. But the Glasgow Herald said it was a superb contribution to civilisation.
Mike Shaw has written the history. Back then, it was known as Station 5SC, broadcasting from a single room in 202 Bath Street in Glasgow, on air from 3:30 in the afternoon through till midnight, and Scotland tuned in.
This is a crystal set. I was at Dumfries Academy. I was a schoolboy, and at dead of night, going to bed, we would take these, or I would take it up to the bedroom and use as an aerial, link out to the bed mattress, the springs of the bed, and listen to BBC Scotland, or then it was the Scottish Home Service, coming in crystal clear from Glasgow. And it was an epoch-making event.
Where does my Auntie Bell abide, Granny?
Granny took off her spectacles and sniffed. Oh, the bear creature emigrated a long time ago to a foreign place down south called London.
We were pioneers. We were trying to find out what we could do to entertain children way back in 1923. It's a long time ago, and nobody had ever done this kind of thing before.
Kathleen Garscadden was one of the station's first stars. Better known as Auntie Kathleen, she hosted Children's Hour for more than 30 years.
Of course, we were so new. It was such a wonderful innovation, hearing voices through the air. People were standing outside the door every night waiting on us to come out of the studio to have a look at us. They thought we were supernatural.
50 years on, 5 years ahead of the rest of Radio Scotland, this programme came on air on Hogmanay, 1973. James Cox and the late John Milne among the first presenters.
It sort of hiccuped onto the air rather than went into a new, smooth generation of broadcasting.
GMS was very badly staffed. It didn't have very many people, and most of them weren't that long in the job or that professional. It was a bit horn-knitted.
In those early days, the somewhat threadbare programme team struggled to fill the airtime. What emerged was a somewhat eclectic mix of news and music, items about the three-day week, the miners balloting for strike action, and Mrs. Mills banging away in the ivories. Our listeners were less than kind.
This morning we had disc jockeys playing records of Glenn Miller and Andy Williams between the news items. It was unbelievable.
It is sad that we must listen in the morning to a flood of silly music and parochial rubbish.
In this household, we now tune the receiver to get the Today programme from the North of England transmitter instead.
The music was scrapped after less than a fortnight, and slowly Good Morning Scotland started to dance to its own tune with the help of enthusiastic young researchers like Kirsty Wark.
There was some kind of major story, I can't remember what it was, and I had a list of what I thought were Downing Street numbers. I think it was about 5:45 in the morning. And I dialed one of them thinking I was going to get a duty press officer, and this voice said, "Hello?" And I realised that actually I got through to a telephone at Mrs. Thatcher's bedside. I said, "Hello, this is Kirsty Wark from Good Morning Scotland. I don't think I was due to speak to you."
Well, this is a gala night for radio. In fact, a new era of broadcasting in Scotland started today with the birth of Scotland's first national radio station. The new Radio Scotland on 370 metres and VHF.
Lavinia Derwent's Tales of Tammy Troot were a perennial favourite on Station 5SC's Children's Hour, and Lavinia appeared on this programme on the 23rd of November 1978, the day BBC Radio Scotland was born.
You've been connected with the BBC for many years, Lavinia. What are the sort of biggest changes you've noticed?
Well, you're here anyway, Neville, and you're a nice big change. And we're all looking forward to these splendid new programmes, and if nothing else, it's going to give everybody great fun in criticising it.
Some of Scotland's best-known entertainers are contributing their talents to a programme which will reflect the style of music and comedy output from the new Radio Scotland.
Radio Clyde and Radio 4th had started years before in the early 70s. And still, on the BBC in Scotland, we had maybe an hourly bulletin, but everything else was Radio 4.
We felt that we were the people who were going to start a whole new sense of Scotland. We would have devolution, we would have a parliament, we would have Scotland as a country.
And there was a feeling that we could do anything, that there was a kind of mission to produce a station that would speak to people in Scotland, about Scotland, and internationally.
We definitely did feel that we were breaking new ground by bringing Radio Scotland to the air.
Ken Bruce, Joanna Hickson and Kirsty Wark, you'll be the judge of whether the station has lived up to those lofty ambitions over the last four decades, but hopefully you'll agree. We've always been up for a laugh.
I says, what is it? He says, can I tell a joke on the radio? So his mum and dad are standing. I've looked at them and they're sort of nodded, you know. I said, right, OK, what's your joke? What vegetable makes your eyes water? I said, it'll be an onion. No, 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 it's a turnip. And how does a turnip make your eyes water, son? He says, have you ever been hitting the balls with a turnip? Now, the place erupts. I look at the parents and they're nudging each other going, he's an awful boy.
Oh, it takes you back. That was Peter Strachan with that report on Radio Scotland as turn 40. We were just thinking of thinking back on old memories ourselves this morning, Gillian.
Some of them are just a bit too painful. Well, here's to the next 40 years and beyond. That's it from us. Good morning, Scotland. Back tomorrow at 8, of course. Now it's time for Stephen Jordan.
Happy birthday, BBC Radio Scotland. That was then, this is now. On the phone-in this morning, Black Friday. Three phone-ins for the price of one, folks. We're talking about the government's consultation on TV licences.